Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pires. Start off with the headlines. Today is day two of the Hong Kong Sixers. Sadly, Sri Lanka is out of the Cup Championship and they will have to compete for the bowl. And then, of course, football news. FIFA is avoiding a prize money for peace in the world. Now, that's something that we will have our eyes closed on because that sounds very interesting. FIFA, remember, is the richest body in world sports, and they are going to give a special prize for all peacemakers. We'll have a close look at that as well. Right, the Australian Dad's Army under scrutiny. Right, there's been lots of criticism, I reckon, about Australia having too many old players for the forthcoming Test series. But Chief Selector George Bailey has clearly stated, I mean, look, these are competent players who've been selected through very good scrutiny. And age doesn't matter, but all that matters is their performance. So George Bailey, in a press conference, has told the media that he's confident that the senior players in the side will prove that they deserve to be on the park and not on the bench. That's going to be a very interesting test series, I can assure you. Right, so let's take a look at the games that are coming up in the Hong Kong Sixers. Like I made mention, sadly, Sri Lanka, after losing to both Hong Kong and Bangladesh, and that too beaten comprehensively. Now, if you look at the scores, Hong Kong versus Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka put it to bat, made only 75 in their allotted 6 overs, and they seem to think that is a very poor performance given the size of the grounds and the pitch. And these are all pinch hitters, should have made more runs against, a non-international cricket playing nation like Hong Kong. But it is a very, very poor performance. And Hong Kong add fuel to the fire, get to the target. 3.3 overs, so which means almost 2.3 overs to spare. So things started badly for Sri Lanka, and then they managed to restrict Bangladesh for 75 runs, which is a very low total, far below par in honesty, and Sri Lanka get bowled out for 61. So they are out of the Cup Championship despite being the defending champions, and now they'll play in the bowl. Few concerns. So the games coming up today, South Africa versus Nepal, India versus Kuwait, and of course Sri Lanka will play a bowl match. UAE is also scheduled to play a bowl game. Australia, Bangladesh will play in the quarterfinals. Afghanistan will also play in the quarterfinals of this championship. And remember that Sri Lanka also have to play against the United Arab Emirates in another bowl game. So, sadly, I just got to know, I mean, there's been a few hiccups with the Sri Lankan team not performing very well. And, the Sri Lankan fans are disappointed, which as much was expected from the defending champions. Right, Australia play India today in the fifth and final T20 in Australia. And remember that Pakistan take on South Africa, the final third ODI. So Pakistan is now prepared for a challenge from the Sri Lankans, who are, in fact, getting into Pakistani shores today. Well, that's about it on our sports round of today, Saturday being quite an interesting day. Plenty of cricket, though. We'll keep you posted and give you all the updates for your information and your listening pleasure as well tomorrow at the same time. On behalf of Lucky Pires, this is Brian Thomas signing off here on www.goforgold. Wish you all a very blessed and a blissful weekend. Thank you and bye-bye.